Not everyone is called or desires to get married. In fact, Paul encouraged people to remain single. In 1 Corinthians 7, 7-8, he says, "I wish that all of you were as I am, but each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. To the unmarried and the widows, I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do." Whichever way people choose in their singleness, they need prayer, that they feel needed, connected, and valued, that they be seen independent yet balanced with dependence on God, for those waiting and searching for their mate to experience joy in the journey. And how could they juggle this teeter-totter? They hold on to the anchor of their soul, Jesus, who will be the glue that keeps them together. Think about the singles in your family or in other families, or maybe you're single yourself. Will you stop and pray for them during the season where they might be feeling down without a mate to share it with, and for others to be accepted for their single choice? Father, we thank you so much that Paul admonished us to consider being celibates, because we know that, as he went on, that there are things that you have to consider when you have a partner. But on the other hand, you also say in your word, it is not good for man to be alone. And you designed couples. You designed for that to happen. So whatever way people feel called or led or have decided, we pray this season that they would find peace and joy in their journey of life. We pray, Father, that they would begin to pray for those that want a mate, that they would pray not only to have a mate, but for the mates, things that's going on in their life, even if they don't know who they are. Pray for them to be healthy, to stay away from sexual immorality, to remain pure, to be devoted to Christ, to pray for their walk with God, to pray for their family and the relationships that they have, that they would be kept to be able to meet them. We also pray, God, for them to believe that you will bring the right one and not a decoy, that they would not seek someone who's not a believer so that they would not be unequally yoked. We also pray, God, that they would pray for healthy ways to find a mate, that they would have acceptance if they are seeking a celibate life and opportunities to do things without a partner. And while each of them may experience loneliness at some point, we pray they would find ways to turn to others, to connect, and to be involved in their church and in other types of activities that would bring fulfillment to their lives. We also pray they would not give in to fatalism, but know that, God, you have good plans for them, and that in the process of waiting, they would have faith to believe that you really do, and that there is a season for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away. Lord, you are our sun and shield, and you bestow favor and honor, and no good thing do you withhold from those who walk as blameless. In Jesus' name, amen.